What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, oh my God. Yeah.
Thank God we're back. 2017, you guys. It's our time to shine, America. Things are going to be so good in 2017.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's our anniversary, you guys. Actually, next Tuesday is our anniversary. Oh, world. Oh my God, Nick, is that dolphin sharks? I'm so fucked up, I'm scared. I might have taken some peyote in Vermont. Oh my God, welcome to 2017. My name is Arda Marine. I am the host of what might be the most important political podcast in America. Will you accept this, Rose? Breaking down the most important thing happening in America in January 2017. Nick Vile and the Bachelor. I'm here with my co-host, Aaron Foley.
I will be now referred to as Lady Shark, oh my Dolphin
God.
Lover.
Oh my God. Aaron, did you have a nice holiday?
I had a great holiday. Yes.
I was going to say happy anniversary to you, but I looked it up. Our official anniversary is January 10th.
Really?
Next Tuesday, Katie's going to bake us a cake.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Katie.
I cannot thank the listeners. Happy New Year to everybody out there. I got interviewed on the anniversary of the eve of the fever dream of this podcast. I got interviewed by Refinery 29, by a super fan, Rebecca Farley. Interviewed me about this podcast. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you to Refinery 29. With me, I have two people who have really come to become more important to me than any family member or anybody in my life.
Arden is an orphan.
And I'm saying this after just spending the whole holiday with your family.
Everybody, 12 days. Fuck my family. I want to say you two mean everybody else is dead to me. You both mean more to me than anyone. Our Secretary of State. Oh. Paget Brewster, congratulations for another term in office. Well done, 2016.
Thank you so much. Oh, Paget, God, guys, come on.
We all got the memo. We're all wearing kind of an olive green, teal gray vibe, including Katie
we
over there.
We all are.
Paget, did you have a nice holiday?
I did, but I'm more excited about this.
God, the texting that was happening last night.
It was the greatest episode
I've
ever
seen. It was epic. It was some epic texting.
And I want to say, coming to my final right, I'm going to give you a new title. You were head of the Navy.
Sure, that was my intro.
I'm going to give you, are our bachelor.
Oh, wow.
You are our bachelor.
Wow.
The bachelor of the Will You Accept This Rose podcast, Rob Benedict.
This is the best day of my life.
You thought we were going to pick Theo Vaughn. on, and then we picked you. How do you feel?
On the podcast, Nick Vile.
You were the bachelor. You didn't think it was going to go your way.
No, I didn't think. I really didn't think.
How do you feel?
I feel like it was a late bloomer, right?
Yeah.
Because I started late to the podcast.
We started filming with Theo. We had women picked out for him. And then America revolted, and they were like, no, Rob has put in his time. Mm-hmm. Fourth time's a charm. Rob Benedict, you are our new bachelor for 2017.
I'm so excited.
You get to be this year's bachelor.
Thank you. This is great. This is awesome.
Is this the most important thing?
I'm going to call my agent.
You know what? You can add it to your Twitter profile.
Right. I just added it to IMDb just now.
Oh, my God. You can put it in your special skills section.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out, first of all, to our mascot scout, killing it in the doggy bed over there. And to really the Tinkerbell of this, our Yoda. The person who gave this, like, this little crazy dream life, Katie Levine, over there in the corner. Katie, did you have a nice holiday?
I did.
And we've been worried about Anna. Anna is stuck in Chicago. Her sister almost blocked her watching The Bachelor
terrible.
Last night.
Yeah, that was scary.
We were like, do we have to fly to O'Hare and come kidnap your sister for 2 hours? Because we will.
Oh, we were ready. I know some people in that area, I was going to send them over to the
house.
That
might have been a smarter plan. So probably,
I know a couple of lesbos in a Subaru that would have gotten hit drive and gotten that done.
Katie, I want to ask you a question.
Yes?
I think you, of all of us, are the most sexually attracted to Nick Vial. We are all clearly,
I'm a close second.
We would all hump him, obviously.
Yes.
How excited were you when he, shower shots.
It's my new background on my phone.
Yeah. Oh,
pretty excited.
He's hot. He is hot.
And to everyone out there who sent in their pics, you've all been logged. We thank you. Good luck in the draft. Thank you to all of our listeners. And I want to just say, we've before we get going, and we'll do it at the end, we've made some new pics because we're going to keep our old ones and we're going to stand by them. But boy, it turns out this season is not like JoJo's season where Jordan was the clear winner.
Yeah. Right.
Mm. We really, a lot
open
of
field.
Us.
Open field.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just get going. I'm going to go in order, but before I go to order, I'm going to just throw out a couple of things. Can we just start with Corinne and that fucking nanny and her million-dollar heart?
How does she have a nanny?
She has a nanny. Corinne.
How old is she on the...
24.
She's 24. She's got a nanny who brings her sliced
cucumber.
Vegetables.
Yeah. Raquel.
She is such a sack of shit, that Corinne.
Ugh.
She's going to be so watchable and fantastic and
awful.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
And are we okay with Vagine? Is it all right to say?
Yes,
Vagine. She's going to go far.
The word Vagine is like undercarriage. It needs to be used so many more times per week. It's amazing. My heart is gold and my Vagine is platinum.
My sexual abilities are top notch.
My sex abilities are top notch. Who's a hot guy? Who is Magic Mike?
Jennifer Lopez.
Say Jennifer Lopez came out with you. Or Channing Tatum. Jennifer Lopez or Channing Tatum. And they're about to get at it with you.
Yeah.
And their sex talk is, my sex abilities are top notch. I would think, no, they're not.
They're actually not. Yeah. You don't say that if they are.
You don't say that if you have any rhythm.
I'm going to do you so good.
Yeah.
People stop talking.
People say I'm really great.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst thing you could possibly say.
I know it's not right to start at the end, but that whole 2 minutes of what's going to happen this season, it really is the best part.
Honestly, and I'm such a winter lover. The fact that they went to Finland and the Northern Lights, and Nick, because they know that he loves a shawl sweater. I feel like they did that to
oh,
get
you're
him.
Right,
from the Ireland
he loves.
Show. Yeah.
And when you look back, he showed up on Caitlin's season with a shawl on. I'm going to go a little all over the place, and I'm going to start in the beginning. But I did watch, I don't know if you watched Jimmy Kimmel's special afterwards.
I watched some of it, yes.
Caitlin was so weird with him. First of all, she was so tan and so blonde. And then she was acting like such a freak with him. I feel like clearly she still wants to get in the bone zone with him so hard and is kind of bummed out that she picked Sean.
Caitlin was with
Caitlin
Nick?
And Andy were on with Nick last night.
No way,
night.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
And then, okay, so let's
start. Was Caitlin skinny? She looked skinny.
She looked odd.
She had a full-on Oompa Loompa orange spray tan.
Yeah, it was strange.
And then she had frosted tips. Because she's a cute girl.
It's weird because really that's not cute. The Caitlyn I fell in love with.
No. You know what I mean?
You fell so hard.
I did.
When you went
so
to
much.
Nail Lane and you bought, like, you got her that emerald cut like she loved.
But it was very tasteful.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
that was her. Like, she wasn't into
that was
too
your
much
Caitlyn.
Glam. Yeah.
But now she's, like, so tanned and frosted.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Sunday night special?
No, I missed that.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to say.
Wait, Countdown to Nick?
Yeah, football. Countdown to Nick.
Football was on.
You didn't watch it, though?
No, football was on.
Okay. Let's just start with Chris Harrison. He looks fresh. He looks like he got some nice Botox done. I want to give a shout out to
him. He doesn't age. He just
But I don't know about him because he still has that. He has the 11s, you know? They call them 11s, those two lines.
He looks
in
good.
Between so he didn't get Botox there.
But whatever he did, I want to go to that dermatologist.
He looked good.
He looked good.
Let's
because
face
he's
it.
Relaxed. He's the world's best job.
Well, because, and he's but, yeah, it's he doesn't have to do much.
Are we going to talk about this rumor? Are we going to talk about
it? Yeah, so then I started to please, Padgett. I started texting you at midnight. Like, you got a flurry of, like, dick pics from me at midnight.
You've got to include me on these texts.
I know. I was thinking about
You're
that.
Not
I was
on
thinking
the...
about, he would, Rob needed to be on. I felt bad that Rob missed out last night.
Oh, I just thought you
night.
Were on the text.
I thought it was, too.
I'm okay. sorry.
I thought
sorry,
it was,
Rob.
Too. I don't there have, I didn't have Anna's name on. So
you
I thought
it was Rob.
You. Yeah.
We got to get Rob on there.
Please
so I
me,
sent, so
what?
Padgett, the rumor.
That Chris Harrison is dating Andy Dorfman.
And then I sent out a lot of photo evidence.
Andy Dorfman.
That can't
the
be right.
Bachelorette.
Who you met.
From season 10.
Yeah,
who you met.
Andy.
Who I met. Who slept with Nick.
Yeah.
So Nick
has
and Chris Harrison are fucked. Called Eskimo Brothers is what it's called.
Ew.
Apparently.
That's what it's called when you bang the same lady?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Eskimo Brothers?
It was on some other dating show I saw. That's
I saw Eskimo Brothers. I saw
what
that.
What is that from?
I think
what
that was from that? Bachelor. It was from The Bachelor.
It was from The League.
No.
They
no. said it,
was,
it on...
They said it in The League.
They said it on one of the
I
dating shows.
I think they
shows.
Said it on Bachelor. Or
I
the
think
ba-
they said
or
it on...
Maybe
I watched it on whatever
Bachelor
it was.
Pad or
like,
something.
What is it? Like,
it means
the same
it means,
together?
No. Eskimo Brothers is a term. I don't know who came up with it. It doesn't make I don't. I'm sure
I guess
it's racist
like, no,
against
I
Eskimos.
I doubt Eskimos
it
came
means,
up with that.
Yeah. It means your Eskimo brother is a guy who also slept with someone you slept with. So,
right.
so it's like
so anyone your wife like slept with is technically your Eskimo brother.
Oh, my God.
It's all appalling, isn't it?
I hate my Eskimo
but
brothers.
But Chris Harrison and Nick Vile
are
Eskimo brothers.
That's amazing.
That's so...
It's disgusting. I oh, wait, I'm sick. I'm not going to high-five
Isn't he married? Is Harrison married?
He was.
He was. He was married
he
for like
was.
18
he
years.
Was.
He's got four or five kids.
I sat behind
they got
him.
Divorced a couple years ago.
I sat behind him at the Wall-E premiere with his wife, and then they got divorced. Not because I was breathing down his neck like you're gonna fuck Andy Dorfman. Why'd you fuck Andy Dorfman?
Arden Marine responsible for his divorce.
Maybe you shouldn't have fingered Andy Dorfman. In the-
you should have been wearing a turtleneck so Arden didn't get you with
oh
your steamy
gosh.
Breath on your neck.
I love a man in a... Like Nick Vile would have had a nice cowl
shawl.
Neck, a shawl
I did
collar.
Love that snow that it was
oh
going to be in cold weather. I was very excited.
I love it.
The question's going to be in cold weather. The whole last...
Yeah, I love
right?
it. The thing. I love that.
Oh, yeah, where he pops a question.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Number two. Sean's hair from Sunday night. Sean and Caitlin, his hair. This is not... He's lost weight. His muscles are gone, and
yes.
he's got like weird, greasy, long Sean hair.
Ew.
Yeah.
Can we Google that, Katie?
He's
it's
pale.
It's almost a bob. He yes. almost has a, but it's slicked back in the center. So it's
he's
it's
oh,
so it almost looks
terrible.
Like a mullet.
And it felt like, and they were like, ah, she seemed like nervous. Like everyone's like, what are you going to get engaged, married? It's like these are clearly a woman who doesn't want to get married, but knows she needs to stay with him, like for to be relevant.
Yeah.
Like she clearly doesn't want to get married. And side note, how much does Ben and Lauren still hate each other? So much. They hate each other.
Did we determine it so it's not over?
They called off the wedding,
okay.
but they're
the
still
wedding,
together.
I don't know about
okay.
that.
So then...
I need that picture, too. It was just... Let me get a chance.
I want to see the Sean
She's
Bob.
She's looking. Yeah. The Sean Bob is coming. Okay, we're moving on, and the Sean Bob will... I'll let you know when it's back.
Okay
we're in Chicago. Uh-huh. We have Nick... Okay, here's the Sean Bob. Sean Bob. We'll put this on our Facebook page.
Oh.
It is Sean decorating the tree.
Oh, wow.
With a page boy.
Thing, it's even worse than that, oh. though. That's just sort of, that you looks look like, just picture. Looks like Jared Leto.
What's his name? Sean what?
He is less
Sean
muscular,
Booth, okay.
though.
Huh? Sean Booth 2016. We can Google that. 2016.
I guarantee there is a worse picture of that Bob somewhere.
Let's see. There's
that doesn't look nearly as offensive as what I
yeah,
saw.
Yeah, the Bob was really bad. And he really... Okay, I haven't found. I'm going to let himself Katie do go. That. He really, it's a man, his hair is crying out for help.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So then we're in Chicago, cut to the new bachelor, Nick Viall. He's shirtless, doing a lot of push-ups.
Oh my gosh.
In the park. And they see that the editors and the producers are clearly trying to be like, everybody hated him. And then he went on Bachelor in Paradise, and he was so lovable. And now he's shirtless, and we basically got a softcore porn of him.
Yeah.
Getting with his the black bar over his dick, getting into the
black
shower.
Black bar? That was like a TV screen within my TV screen, like as though he had so much junk. Like his
dick was so
penis
huge.
And balls were so enormous that they had to. It wasn't a bar; it was a full square.
It was a
giant square that all of our heads will fit into because you were texting that you wanted to make it.
Well, it actually already happened. Anna already made it. I'll show you, but we're not going to use it. We're going to go with the shark doll.
I felt like he had advertisements on his sink or something that they couldn't show because the bar was so big.
Just to make your dream come true, this has actually already happened. Anna made it. Wait, I can't.
I bet that black bar is going to appear later.
That's already happened.
Your face is already on his dick.
Worst angle they could possibly shoot him at.
All right, you know what? We'll have to put this on the Facebook page too because Anna did
so
a lot
good.
Of work.
Come on.
Anna did a lot of work.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
When we were kids, that was a big screen TV. It's the bar itself.
They did show that bone that guys have that go down to like their wang.
Yes. Yeah.
That like pubis area bone that dudes have. They did like, is that like fit for prime time? Like ABC, Disney?
I was like, as long as you don't show pubic hair, I think it's...
I bet that black bar comes back for Corinne's vagine.
Oh, my God.
Corinne.
You mean Neil Lane's platinum department? Okay. So then we have... So they're starting with his faults, and so he's with his family of 150 kids. His sister's very sweet. She clearly loves him.
Yeah. Hot mom, I wrote down.
Oh, the mother's beautiful.
The mom is hot.
And the family seems legitimately horrified by what they raised. Like, how did we raise a guy that's for the fourth time on The Bachelor? Like, they look up, their eyes look like they've seen cobwebs and screaming children.
They make him more likable, though. They're pretty normal. And
I always kind of liked him.
We like him, too.
I never kind of went down the anti Nick path.
Same.
I did not like him.
No.
I did not like him.
Yeah. When did you not like him?
I think he is disingenuous. I think he plays coy. I think that mumbling. I think he read Neil Strauss's The Game. I think he knows how to game everyone.
Yes. Ooh, I like this.
But then I was surprised that he did recognize that he did know it was Liz that he had slept with.
He fucked her like 8 months ago. I mean, and then it was on television.
But are you saying why would he remember?
But no, what I'm saying, he should probably remember. Because he probably watched it on TV. He watched them really badly dance together at the wedding. Both of them are bad dancers.
How do you not remember who you put your dick into 8 months before?
That was so shocking.
That was crazy.
And I thought, well, he must have just gone bananas once he was like celebrity.
She was so certain that she, whatever he goes, that was a pretty crazy night. Like, she was certain her acrobatics when he figured she couldn't wait for him to remember that she like teabagged him for 18 hours at the San Diego Sheraton.
Oh, we could just do an entire episode on her and him because she, I can't believe I picked her. I can't stand
her.
I have now picked her.
She is a new pick for me.
I think she's
going very far.
Oh,
I don't think so.
I think he.
She's not there for the right reasons.
She's
I'm just
not
gonna
there for
say
the right reasons.
He's already fucked her.
He said, can I have your number? She said, no.
I know.
And then all of a sudden he's on TV and then she's like, knack, knack.
Remember
she's
me?
The worst.
Yeah,
she's
not a doula.
Let's talk about
a
made up profession.
The doula.
She's a made up
because
profession.
The other people that work with babies, we saw them in their doula. It's like, oh, my friend.
Did we see her in a kiddie pool trying to get a baby out of a mother's canal?
It felt like she was at like Rock and Roll Ralph. Somebody went into labor and she's like, oh, nobody's here to catch it. I'll help this lady. I'm a doula.
She's not like Corrine's Nana. Now that's a real.
Yes. It's doula. Asterisk scroll down dancer.
Nope. Oh my God. I think Liz is going to go far, guys.
Wow.
I really do. That's...
Are they Mormon? Is Nick Mormon? Why the 12 kids, guys?
He is Mormon.
Katie?
I ended up, he was Catholic.
Okay, fair enough.
Same thing kind
of. Okay, so then here we are. We're with Ben Higgins, Chris Soules, and Sean. And he says, in paradise, I was myself. Ben is so fucking boring.
Ben
Any
is
thoughts
the
about
worst.
The Bachelors, guys?
And all three of those guys, there was a little bit of Snoreville. That whole drinks. I was like, what's...
I want to give a shout
the
out to...
The farmer was the only one that was somewhat interested.
Yeah. He was the farmer.
Because he was making that, what was it, a prick joke or whatever.
Yeah, he made the little prick, your tiny prick.
I was like, all right, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to ABC for realizing that they needed to hit the reset button. And they picked an interesting bachelor. If nothing else,
yes,
they
for
knew
sure.
it.
I agree.
For
sure. Because he's been a villain.
Yeah, he's been a villain. Yeah, that's a good point.
They're a little heavy-handed with, but I guess they had to get it out of the way that you know, my girlfriend told me not to go on this. That you're a shithead, piece of shit. Yeah,
Taylor. By the way.
That was the I thought she what a good
therapist.
Impression, and then she just took a ball of shit and put it all over her face.
She did it twice.
She did it twice.
And she's the therapist.
She's the therapist.
She's the therapist because she feels disconnected, so she works on connection. It's like maybe you might.
How many of her clients have just jumped over a bridge? Like seriously, like what could you possibly say wrong?
She is like totally Tourette.
She's terrible.
She's no like if you're trying to connect with somebody, you don't look at someone twice and say,
twice.
"I forgive you once if you're nervous." Because I feel like I've made bad jokes when I've been nervous, and then I'm like, "Okay, this second time, you don't reiterate." Like, no, it was my friend Aaron Foley who said you're a piece of shit, not bad shit. You guys are the only friends I have. You guys are the only friends
what
I have.
What would you guys do when you stepped out of the limo?
Oh, my God. Don't let the producers talk you into something.
You coming out on a camel.
The camel.
Or dressed as a dolphin shark.
Wait, who brought the hot dog in a book?
Oh, my God. That was disgusting.
Was
wasn't that our crazy pick?
That was cray-cray.
That was cray-cray pick. That was our nurse, our aspiring nurse. Okay, so then we meet the manicure girl, who I think is going to go far. Danielle L. She is a nail salon owner. Yep. She showed up tits out, ready to go.
Tits out, ready to go.
I think she's going to make it to the fantasy suite.
I think she's doing very well. I think she's going. I think I named her. She's going to the end, I think.
Yeah.
Because the producers love her.
You know what? And I want to also point out ABC. First of all, another thing well done, ABC. It's been Oscar so white. Bachelor had been so white. And I want to just
more
give
diversity,
a shout out.
Yeah.
More diversity. Mm-hmm. Yep. And like, we
have them already
it.
Off, but it's okay.
You know what?
But there's one front runner.
Front runner.
And
Danielle.
Okay. So Danielle. Great. So we get to Rachel, the attorney.
Great.
I was at first bummed out that her cool down was her vacuuming is for fun.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
But
that
whatever.
Felt like something the producers talked her into doing.
But she is.
She's whip smart.
Whip smart, pretty as can
beautiful.
Be.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Although, you're so right. The producers
like that's so awkward when she was like, high powered attorney. And then the shot, she literally had a notebook and she was like, okay, when did that happen?
Dying. Oh my God, it made me laugh so hard.
Do you think that the people that she was talking to in the boardroom were real? Other attorneys or like extras?
It's questionable.
Katie. Extras.
Extras.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. And it's like if you are a high powered attorney, how do you say to the people at your firm, I'll be gone for 2 months because I'm going on The Bachelor?
Yeah. That's a good question. Remember, the other woman who got voted out was a law school graduate.
That's like, what made me think. Really she didn't pass the bar. Yeah. She didn't pass the bar. She didn't pass the bar.
Wait, Arden.
Yeah.
When Ben, that's why another reason why I was like, Ben sucks. At the very beginning, he was like, these women give up their lives for the show. And we're all like 3 weeks of like unemployment.
Yeah.
Just take it down 8 notches, Ben. Give up our lives. I was like, what? No one wants to work.
I tell the doula center that I need 3 weeks.
Half of them are unemployed or like blah, blah enthusiasts.
I told SeaWorld that I'll pick up later.
Oh my God, he's such a douche.
So then we get to Vanessa from Quebec, who is walking in a tank top. She was the one that spoke many languages. She's Italian. I like that she had on a tank top and a big shawl sweater, but then she kept bringing it down to make sure that you saw her nice tits, and then she put her sweater back up.
Yeah.
I think she is. Is she the one that's going to go far?
I think she's going to win it.
Far. She's going to win.
She's my pick to win.
My new pick to win.
Now, if listening, listeners, she was besides the speaking French, she had the black and white.
Yes,
with the black dress with the white piping on it.
Yes.
That's the only way I could keep track of who was
right.
who.
Yes.
Who was wearing
oh
what
my God.
Dress?
Oh my God! And we'll get to the red dresses in a second. Oh my God!
Amazing.
Okay, so then we meet Josephine, the nurse. Okay, she's the crazy one.
Crackpot.
She had the cat, and then and then there was they had the seals. I feel like they would make us look crazy. It's almost like they're although she actually seems like she really is mentally ill.
That was the proudest moment I thought of the show
when I was thinking about you guys during the show, because we all
that we knew it.
Nailed it.
We called it.
We nailed Josephine as cray cray from the moment we set eyes on her crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And she comes out in the first one's like, I'm a little cray. And I was like, oh my God, here we go. It was amazing.
Her half
we called it.
Her half shirt with her flamenco sleeves didn't really chest her cards that well.
Right. No.
No, it was just that was my favorite moment of the show is her intro, and we're like, we nailed it.
So then we get to oh my God, that see, I feel like the producers would try
amazing.
To, they would try to talk us into that. Like I feel like if
yeah,
I
but
apply,
we would go no, and yeah, she's like yes, because she cried.
Didn't she do that conversation too in
the
beach
photo booth?
Side.
Thing.
Yeah.
She fought with herself in the.
It's gonna be amazing. Yes.
I hope she stays for a little bit.
I hope she stays the entire season. Yes,
I bet she'll make it. Through two more weeks.
Yeah, two more weeks. That's what we need.
Okay, Raven, then she's sort of like the golf-looking girl. She's the business owner, which was amazing, from Hoxie, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Everybody loves mudding, guns, and reading the Bible, family, faith, and football, and she owns a boutique.
Yeah, I feel like there's always that one, especially in The Bachelor, when you're looking at all the bachelorettes during The Bachelor. There's always one that's like, well, I'm just down home, and I ride tractors. And you know, there's always that girl. She was the one. She fit. She got cast.
And she was a cutie version of
Did
it.
Did you She's notice, definitely... though, that everything she sold in her boutique was a romper?
Yeah.
From
I did
1980.
I mean, I actually felt, oh my God, that photo's the best. That's her being a business owner.
That's her employee.
Yeah, that's her employee. Apparently, the business took place in 1986.
She wanted to talk about sales projections for the week. We'll put this on our Facebook page too. I felt like her rompers, like she actually might be the clothing supplier for Bachelor in Paradise, like what Amanda wore the entire time. Mm. It felt like Amanda got her entire outfit selection from Bachelor in Paradise.
The same, the jewelry, the rompers.
Yeah.
Everything was like $29.
The, like stripper espadrille
I think it was called like Forever
shoe.
12. Forever, that's what it was.
Forever touched by an uncle.
Oh my God, we're cackling over molestation.
Forever in a van without windows.
Oh, no.
Okay. Here we go. Pull no punches. Season two, guys. Okay, I guess this is season four for us. All right, so then here we go. We are with, here we go. Welcome, guys. No, Corinne.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote Nightmare. Corinne's world is glamorous. I live with my family, and I work with them. We are together 24/7. That's glamorous. That sounds like you failed.
Oh, my God. And
my dad owns a business, and I'm going to have
multi-million dollars.
Here's my nanny, Raquel, my nanny. God. And then her dad, I run a multi-million-dollar company, and then her dad said this, quote, "You need to get a hold of this guy ASAP." And he's like, he couldn't even take off his sweat shorts to be on television. And then she was typing on like,
I will if you just leave the room and let me do it.
And the computer was like a Texas Instruments, like 1983.
Oh my God.
Gateway.
And her office looked like she was like inside a Lazy Susan.
Like a kitchen.
She was just like, and then she's like, I need cucumbers. Like she's such a mess.
Where's Raquel?
It's unbelievable.
Get me Raquel.
Give me Raquel. How do I hit send? I have to hit send. Raquel!
You need to get a hold of this guy ASAP. I got a multi-million-dollar deal right now.
In the meantime, someone get me some hot dogs. Yeah, the whole thing was
unbelievable. You're a wiener in my heart. And then she said, ended it with, I will describe myself as a very serious businesswoman. She thinks she's Ivanka Trump, I think.
Yeah. Well, anyone could be Ivanka Trump these days, I think.
Is she
Miami?
She's Miami.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah,
Benvenuto a Miami.
Oh, my God.
And then when Raquel delivered the cucumbers, and she's like, thank you so much.
She put a little Cuban spin on it.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
Katie, do you think Corinne has lip injections?
Yes. No, you don't have to look at a picture of her. Yes,
everything has been injected.
Everything is injected.
I just hate her. I hate her so much.
She's gonna be great.
I love her. I'm so excited for Corinne.
You get 30 seconds just to go off on Corinne. Go.
I don't even want it.
She's not worth it.
Hashtag Vagine.
She's not worth
it. Oh, I love everything about her.
My sex abilities are top notch. That's a woman that does nothing but missionary. Right there.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I think she does it all. And I don't think she's ever had an orgasm with a man. I think she is enacting the worst, like, any horrible porn thing on the internet that you can think of. Yeah. She does it.
One girl, 12 cups.
Oh, I think she does it all.
When she quote unquote orgasms, she goes, "Thank you so much."
Raquel, bring in a warm towel, please.
And more cucumber, goddammit.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. There's no area off limits.
She does it all.
Yeah,
but I think she does it all at like C-minus quality.
Yeah.
No, I think so. Watching her kiss wants to win.
Yeah. It was like watching a guppy kiss. She's like,
When she went to kiss him, it was like,
she was kissing vertically. It was up and down.
Well, maybe Raquel should bring her. So, I don't know. I don't know what she needs to practice on. Oh. Okay, so then she said, "Him and I are really." Can I just get back on the grammar, please?
Him and I.
I mean, if you're a very serious businesswoman, you need to know when you're giving your TED talk. Don't say "him and I." Really took it to the top of the Forbes 500 because you're going to give yourself away.
ASAP.
Yeah, ASAP. You need to get a hold of this guy ASAP. I can't.
That's amazing.
You guys, back to back, moving on to Alexis from Secaucus, New Jersey.
Oh, dream.
This is the shark slash
sumo wrestler,
okay,
right?
So she fell off the ladder in the playground. When she's climbing a child's playground and she falls off the ladder, she might be a bit of a drunk, which is the best.
Yes, and maybe not all there.
And she had a sumo costume on. The producer's really had a field day with her. Mm-hmm. Do you really think she likes dolphins? Or they're like, just play the dolphin thing?
Isn't she studying to be a dolphin trainer?
Yeah, she's aspiring.
I think she really likes dolphins.
The aspiring dolphin trainer.
It's her dream. So, yeah.
She's obsessed with dolphins.
Works at SeaWorld, doesn't she?
No, she lives in Secaucus, New Jersey.
And just aspires. Right.
I like that her sisters, while having like a Chardonnay, were like, if you bring up the dolphins, you are no longer my sister.
Didn't she say something about sometimes I just wear the sumo outfit to the mall?
To CVS.
She's truly crazy.
Yeah.
She might actually beat out Josephine as top cray in the end.
Well, she certainly was everything we hoped that she would be.
She was
but
amazing.
Also, she was a triple threat. She's the one in the worst, most absurd costume, right? Who gets out of the limo and stays in it all night.
She also drank too much. Yep. Loved it.
And maybe mentally unstable.
Right.
Triple threat.
When she got into the pool, I don't mean to cut ahead, but when she was in the pool making that calling sound,
it was so much fun.
I loved her so much.
Even some of the girls were like,
"Yeah,
I love her. Adorable.
Yeah. She's my spirit animal."
Yeah, yeah. The girls loved her. Yeah. The girls loved
her. And Nick
Except
was funny
Haley.
About the shark.
Nick was. Yeah, he was
like,
funny.
"It's a shark," and then at the very end, drunky when she's like, "Haley, shark doll."
Yeah.
I loved her getting. She was a hammered shark. She was a hammerhead shark.
Getting the rose and accepting the rose in the shark outfit was one of my favorite moments. And him just hugging her like
heels. And I loved Haley at the end, which Padgett was about to bring up. Haley going, "If I don't get a fucking rose," and you also could see like the sun was starting to come up. So they've been up drinking shard and eating nothing all night.
Have we seen that before?
So the sun was coming up.
Every year. The ones that get caught walk out in daylight.
They're wearing their like Macy's ball gowns. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "If I don't get a fucking rose." And the fucking shark doll, whatever she is, gets a fucking rose. And then I had to go to her and say, "Bye, and it's me." And she passed me on the fucking back with a fucking flipper. And I have to go back to fucking Canada. After she got an advice in the woods from Daniel. You missed that. Sunday night, she got advice from the eagle landed.
I'll go back and watch
no
it.
No way.
Like, she's like, that was a wonderful moment.
It was
moment.
Amazing.
It was an honest moment. Mm-hmm. And when people say to me, "Why do you like it?" It's like, because of that.
Yeah.
I like it because of Haley being legitimately worried she was going to have to, like, be a good sport to the shark.
Right. That's what made me like her all over
again. The dolphin would pat her with her flipper
and be
like, "Nice try, Haley."
With her flipper.
Aaron, your first choice had the same drunky thing. That girl, your first choice up there. there.
Your old first choice, Brittany.
Who was one of the last ones that he picked. Yeah. He to, but she had the same sort of like, if I don't get picked, like, yes. Eyes were struggling to stay open.
Just like the dancer who kept going, can I steal you for a minute?
Okay, and Jasmine's like, going to be a wild card.
Yeah, she was. And then he was like, no, you can't steal me. And she's like, I can't. Who am I right now?
I know.
How is this happening? Like, when she had a moment yelling at herself, like, how is this happening to me? Are you? Who am I? What? I am not in this situation.
Yeah, someone was like, don't cry.
I know.
You're not going to want to cry here.
Yeah.
Not this early.
I wore light teal.
Because it's like blood in the pool for like the cameras. Yeah. You're chum to the ABC so producers. Chum. It's like, you're going to get cut on. They're so psyched you're crying. They're like, here, baby girl, have another glass of Shard. And you're like, what the fuck is, what did I fucking even know? That's like the Russian girl from Nashville or whatever. She's like, oh my God, I need to know, are we connected or not? Like, you're not.
And, but it was her weeping
yeah.
for a couple of segments. And, you know, I don't know if even I will want to be here. and then he gives her they cut back to the ceremony and he gives her a rose and she's bleep.
Yeah, she's like, oh, no, thank you.
American dream not over.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, you missed out.
I do kitchens.
On Sunday night, you missed out. She was an orphan in Russia, adopted by Americans, and now she lives in
Tennessee. This the dental one that I had hard time understanding?
I can't remember.
Yeah. Guys, dark hair. I gotta see what this show.
Sunday night. You have it in your DVR.
I have it
in your DVR.
I just didn't, I thought like I didn't want to give, like, I was like, oh, I'll wait. But now it just seems like there's a lot of good backstory.
There was a lot of good backstory.
Okay. Yeah.
So then we have Danielle from Nashville, the baby nurse. She's cute.
Cute.
But who would put their fucking neonatal baby on The Bachelor that is hooked up to two?
You throw the baby $50. Babies do whatever you want.
I mean, he seemed like he's doing pretty good.
That baby also doubled as one of the lawyers that Rachel was talking to. The baby was stern but fair in the courtroom.
Yeah.
You don't want to cross that baby when she's the DA.
You don't.
She's the one that she's kind of got like tired voice all the time.
Yeah, she's got the blonde bob. She brought him honey and her hand was shaking.
Right, exactly.
And she fed him honey.
She's like, lick my
and then the maple syrup that her dad makes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
and
he
she
was
almost
like,
put it up his nose. Her finger was shaking so hard.
She's like, I'll taste it.
It was so not sexy at all.
But
then
she's
like, then I'm going to put it in my mouth. And I was like, please.
And then her hand was shaking. And then she had on like a t-shirt dress. It was like, it had a cutout back, but it was like, girl, this is a guy that wants to titty fuck Danielle the second she gets out of the car. You gotta put the skin in the front.
Yeah, right.
You got it.
Also,
He's not classy.
Don't have an awkward maple syrup moment.
Not if your hands. Not if your handshake.
Yeah. But then also, he said after she put her finger in his mouth, he said, "I hope your hand is clean."
And it wasn't.
And she
you could
took
tell
a second to think about it.
You know what? Because she'd been in that limo with 48
just
other girls.
I changed 14 diapers before I got here.
She got real
rhinovirus.
She got real serious, and she's like, "Yeah, it's totally clean."
No,
and she's like, "That's
a little baby poop, but otherwise,
the first." I told in 2016.
It's fine. Syrup smells better than baby poop.
So then we get to Taylor, the cute mental health counselor, who then called him a piece of shit. At first, she seemed so promising.
Yes, yeah.
And then she went
and opened her mouth.
And then.
Yes. That's exactly what happened.
That's why we picked you to be our bachelor
this
year. That's
exactly what happened.
Oh, my God.
She had a thought and she expressed it. Bad Taylor. Sit down, Taylor. Bad.
Oh, my God. I actually thought when we first met her, I'm like, she's going places.
For sure.
And she could not stop calling him a piece of shit. A piece of shit. There's nothing flirty about that either. Yeah. And you can't get around.
Well, know your audience. She's not reading him. She's a therapist. She's not reading
she's
his
not
reaction,
reading
which is like,
room.
That hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
She's like, piece of shit.
She kept going.
Oh, does this hurt your feelings, you piece of shit?
You need another drink, you piece of shit. I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, your feelings, sir. I'm sorry, you little piece of shit.
And then they cut to their conversation, their one-on-one. He's like, so which friend was it? Well, one friend called you a piece of shit.
Yeah, but the other one was like, well, he's kind of a piece of shit, but not a total piece of shit. But the other was like, no, he's a total piece of shit.
And then my other friend was like, just grab his fucking undercarriage and see what you're working with.
Oh, my God.
So did she make it? She made it.
She made it. Then we met Liz the doula at the wedding. Can we just stop for a moment? I know we've mentioned this already.
So upset with
how bad were her dance moves on the dance floor? You're getting filmed. You're on television as a maid of honor. Take a hip hop dance class. Don't do the electric slide over in slow mo with a cell phone. And Nick is doing like the white guy over. Like, what is happening?
Yeah,
that was the worst. I love dancing. Yeah. Don't fucking dance like that on
like
my
Wonder
TV.
Wonder Bread was served at that wedding.
Like,
it was so.
So was that wedding? That was that aired.
We watched that.
Right.
Oh, come on, Bachelor, get on that. Yes, of course.
Yeah. So I just
Carly serenaded them. She wrote a song for Tanner and Jade.
Oh, I didn't watch that. I missed that whole thing.
Oh, you know who was there? You know who went? Paul Scheer was there. As was what's his name? Creator of Burning Love. What's his name? What's his name, Katie?
Ken something.
Ken Marino.
And Ken Marino.
They were at the wedding on TV. I was so jealous.
Because
Why am I not Paul Scheer?
Because of their show? Because of the Burning Love show?
Yeah, because they're like big fans. It's like, oh, I can't be June
fans.
Diane Raphael and be Paul Scheer's plus one.
By the way, this season.
You're going to get there.
I'm going to marry Paul Scheer, you guys. Fuck, I'm a piece of shit and everybody knows it. And you know why I know it? Because I was told it by Taylor. Guys, anyway, that was a callback. Okay.
I want to get, by the way, get some of the bachelorettes on the show like we did last season.
Oh my God.
We could make that happen.
We need bachelorettes on the show.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Let's start working.
Oh, don't think that Nashville, when I also learned from Sunday night that Caitlin and Sean live in Nashville for our live podcast whenever that happens, you think that I am not going to, I immediately started following them on Twitter, hoping they follow me back. Side note, I don't want to blow it, everybody, but The Bachelor ABC started following me and Nick follows me, which means I can direct message them.
What?
They follow me.
You're
they
just telling us this
me.
Right now.
It's amazing.
They might follow you. They might follow you.
I know The Bachelor like retweeted or liked something that you said.
They retweeted me. They started following me. And then I looked on Nick. Nick follows me.
What?
I hope it wasn't an accident that he didn't act. Like, you know, sometimes you accidentally follow someone. I don't want to like point it out. Like, I don't want to jinx it before I can direct message him and be like, show me that where that what's under that big black bar. I'm not in my 20s. I'm a lady clown. And I am here for you. Okay, but listen.
Wait, Liz, can we just do one 30 more seconds on Liz? I'm so disappointed that she was my top pick. Had I known the backstory, I would have never.
I picked
It's too much
something.
Backstory for her to go that
far. It's so
far.
Funny because now she's one of my picks because I think she's gorgeous.
I think she's going to get cut right after the reveal that she shagged. Like, she the reveal is, okay, everyone's getting attached. He's got all these relationships. Then she's like, I fucked him. I teabagged him for 17 hours.
Yeah,
and then everyone's going to be like, no, we had a special bond.
I thought I'd be the first to teabag him.
And then
him.
I think
I wanted,
she...
He told me I was the only one who teabagged him.
Yeah. And then I think she's going to get maybe booted
get
after that.
But it is also like, in theory, he's already tasted the milk. You
right.
know what I mean? It's like there's a little bit of, in theory, if he's looking for his wife, it's probably not some girl that...
Also, she did not handle herself well at all.
No, she didn't.
She couldn't even answer the question, like, why are you here?
And she knows it was wrong. She was like, and he asked me some really good questions.
Oh, my God.
Like,
why am I here?
It's also like, have a little elegance. She couldn't stop saying, I've already slept. We've had sex. We have had sex.
And then
sex.
She tried to cover it up. What woman on the planet shags someone, gay, straight, whatever, and then doesn't want to be remembered because it's mysterious?
Yeah.
8 months later. That's
she
like
was,
my a nightmare.
She was so convinced that like once he remembered that whatever like digit up the rectum, like whatever she did, her special Liz doula, like I'll show you how I know how to make babies. And by that I mean like I know how to make the man area. Like I feel like she's got some like when he remembers me, he's going to remember me.
It's just I felt embarrassed.
He also asked for her number and she said no.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, is it possible?
Yeah, talk to
that
me.
That we're going to find out she is a mom.
Oh, nobody's
and so
like,
she was just at the wedding.
I love
wanted a
I
Nick
love
Vile
you,
shag.
I love you, Padgett, because I love your story, and I don't think it's necessarily true, but I just love your story.
Me too.
And you're writing
maybe
it better than it is.
Okay,
I mean, now I love
that's
it.
I do too. I like that. That's how your brain works. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a conspiracy, but I everything is a conspiracy.
Really? That she's a
in
mom?
My mind.
Oh, in your mind?
Yes. About everything going on in this show.
I think she just has low self-esteem.
Well,
and probably. You know, I wonder, we haven't, nobody's admitted to being a mom yet. You know there's a mom in the group. There's got to be a
mom. There's always someone crying about their goddamn baby that left home. I'm doing this for my kid.
That's another thing that made me like him, though, that he was like, yeah, but you also, you could have gotten a hold of me. It's easy to get my number.
You could have called me.
Yeah. Dude, she
And she was like, he's asking really great questions.
but also,
she was a great move on the producer. ABC really nailed
it. Oh, I love it. It's so smart.
Slow clap. ABC had it on camera. Yes. They knew they could find one person that he, of
that
the,
he slept with.
Of the thousands he slept with this year. He's plowed through a
and
lot of
got
Los
great
Angeles.
Footage from that wedding.
They have that bad dancing. They have footage of it. They can play it over and over. She was the maid of honor. So they. So they know
it was great. It was a fun wrinkle.
Really good casting,
and it's going to cause all that weeping soon.
Oh,
and maybe
God,
you're
Liz.
Right. Maybe Liz gets the boot after that. I don't know.
Okay, so now we're at Elizabeth. She's the Southern Belle that showed up in the white mermaid dress. She doesn't stand a chance. She's still in, but she had on a white dress.
Oh, the backless kind of a bad idea
like
a for
mermaid,
a wedding dress. But
a mermaid bottom.
What was her name?
Elizabeth. This one. She's like, I'm so happy to meet you.
Oh, yeah. I was like, no.
So then we have, so then Rachel showed up, who we all think might win. Rachel, okay, let's talk about the first impression, Rose.
Yeah.
Rachel is so put together. I'm so excited by Rachel. I love that she got the first impression, Rose. And if she doesn't win, I hope she's the new Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
That would be so great.
And I hope she stays like fun and cool throughout the season. Because sometimes, remember how we all bought
Jubilee
into
Jubilee went to hell.
And then really the
Olivia.
Olivia. I was like, oh my God, Olivia's a dreamboat. Oh then, God, deserted on the island.
Yeah. Rachel seemed, I know, her crying by the blowhole on Pig Island.
That was one of the best moments.
You know
ever.
What? I want you all to know that when I spoke to Refinery 29, I had to channel you. She said, what do you think was like the most standout moment in Bachelor history? And I said, since I only started, like for me, because I only started during Caitlin, I said I had to be Olivia on Pig Island. But I said, I think I speak on behalf of my best friends in the world when I didn't see it, but I heard about whoever getting left by the Badlands in the helicopter who might have killed her husband.
Because it was a double. It was a double. And that was
so
just one of the best ones.
So I quoted you. I quoted you guys.
Ones.
And that's what I channeled you guys. I answered on behalf.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got rid of two of them. And they were so painful. And I hated them both.
So then we have Kristen. She's the virgin. She was on the horse. She's in the yellow dress. She got out with the fan. And she goes, how crazy do you think I am right now? It's like, not crazy because you're hiding behind a fan. Not crazy at all.
That was
she's a wedding,
terrible.
Wedding videographer. And then she fanned out on him and said, I've watched you on my TV. And she was the one
terrible.
The night before who kept saying, I'm a virgin. And then they kept showing her climbing on a horse, clearly with us trying to picture that her hymen is broken, but her she's not actually been fucked by a man, but she said God made sex so sex is good and I can't wait to have sex.
No, is that what she said?
You gotta watch
I
Sunday
knew something
night.
Was terribly wrong just based on the fan and
Countdown
the approach
to Nick.
And the
I have it on
crazy.
my
you gotta watch
I have it. I thought for sure it was gonna be all fluff as opposed to the show, which is actual information.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Hard hitting journalism.
They kept having her in short shorts climbing on and off of a horse, talking about how she's saving herself for marriage, but they were clearly That's making terrible. It out. They had her showing her buying really dirty or trying to find lingerie, going, you think this is hot enough for fantasy suites? And she goes, I think Nick is sexy. I'm 25 and I've been thinking about it, and God made sex and God isn't bad, so sex is gonna be fun. She's pent up, ready to get at it.
I wrote down a note,
Jamaica.
Cut her now. I wanted Nick to be able to have a couple wild cards where he looks right at the camera and goes, cut, get out. And that one I would have done immediately.
It made me mad. How crazy do you think I am right now? Like, not at all. I think you just have bad taste in dresses you're hiding behind a fan.
Yeah. Can we make sure we get to the ball lady?
We're getting there.
Oh, because she was the greatest.
Taylor. Oh, so then Taylor, we've already been through Taylor. All my friends are like, no, he's a complete piece of shit. That's the quote.
Oh, so great.
Okay, moving on. Christina, the Russian, she cried later. Angel?
Is that right?
Which one was
Is she the ball woman?
Someone named Angel?
Jamie's the ball
She was a model. There was a woman who was a model from Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, yes.
Angela.
Yes.
It's like, what kind of a model are you if you're
I don't
in Charleston?
Know.
She got cut.
No.
Angela got cut.
She did.
And who's
maybe
the catalog? Maybe a catalog model?
Yeah, maybe a hand model.
Maybe a hand model.
Maybe a kneecap model.
So then we had a Lauren. It was a law school graduate, but no lawyer.
No lawyer, but she graduated.
But she, you know what? It's more than I did. So then they kept reiterating, like, I hated him. What a piece of shit. But now in Bachelor in Paradise, well, it's like, yeah, he was fine in Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah,
like,
it was weird.
He wasn't that great.
He saved the island.
I don't understand the giant redemption. He cried a lot.
He cries a lot.
And he broke up with that girl. With the great rack.
Yeah. Boobs in the Moonlight. Jennifer.
Yes.
Boobs in the Moonlight. What I also love is, like, when he says, like, you know, I was really myself in paradise. It's like, you mean Mexico? Like, when people call it paradise.
Yeah,
like,
day drinking.
When you use the phrase paradise, like, when I was in paradise. You mean like Puerto Vallarta? I've been there, too. Yeah, and I ate ribs at Carlos and Charlie's and I just shat my pants. Like, I was really myself in paradise, too.
17 mojitos, we wake up at 4.
I had to have, like, 15 orange Fantas to stop the shitting. Okay.
How about Ida Marie meatball with the trust fall?
The trust fall.
Oh, boy.
Ida Marie, the trust fall.
Get out.
Okay. And then Sarah, she rounds the bend with the 80s dance music playing, and she's running, and she's like another runner-up.
So good.
So bad. And somebody brought Neil Lane, whatever.
Okay, so real quick on the Neil Lane.
Wait, that was Rachel.
No, that was
not our Rachel.
Wait, who did the ring thing?
Might have been Jasmine.
I think it was Gracie.
It was the basketball dancer.
Jasmine.
Right. Okay.
And the only thing about that really I took note of was Neil Lane gave the most awkward side hug to him. He's like, Neil, come here, Neil, give me a hug. Oh. And Neil was like, I don't deal with emotions.
The corpse of Neil Lane got wheeled out just to be like, I'm sponsoring this fucking thing. I better show my diamond.
Yeah. So weird.
Yeah, he's weird.
Haley the Canadian. Do you know what a girl wearing underwear says? Neither do I. And then later on, when she was drunk complaining about the shark getting the rose, she said, I was my best self tonight. It's like,
I didn't realize she said that. That's amazing.
Oh, I was my best self tonight.
I was my best self tonight. Oh, train wreck.
It's all downhill from here.
Oh, do you know what a girl wearing underwear says? Neither do I. Her mother must be so proud. She was, at least she was her best self.
She was my OG number two.
Oh my God.
She's the original
number
two.
Yeah, didn't we think? Wait,
yeah. She was my number two and your number three.
Wow.
We loved her.
I'm just looking right there.
She looked elegant.
She was my number three.
She looked classy.
Oh, she's crazy.
She was from Canada. She seemed classy.
Yeah, and number three.
We also wrote Cray on her.
And Cray,
you know that she's.
I thought she was number two for Cray.
We knew for Cray, though.
Oh, number two for. You said Cray.
You said Cray. Yeah.
And, you know she's been fingered in Stanley Park too many times by the seawall.
Arden, I swear to God, you're next level.
Okay, next level.
She's really turned a corner in 2017, Arden. Everything is where the finger goes.
I'm sorry. Should we take it out? Should we edit that out?
No. Never.
Let me be honest with you. I spent five years getting fingered. I had a really long getaway, and I'm like feral now. It's like I'm like re-entering society. I'm so sorry.
No. This is the pendulum swinging in the other direction.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay. So then Astrid spoke German. Mm-hmm. Liz, Dula, we had sex. He doesn't know that we had sex. And then the look on his face when he was trying to figure out when she walked away.
He had gas.
Yeah,
but that was like, kind of a trick because she said it's nice to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could understand him being overwhelmed.
Yeah.
This is not the 22nd woman he's met. And he's sitting there thinking,
and why didn't she say
hi?
Why didn't she say hi?
So I was kind of on his side. I mean,
I was
on
his side the entire
time.
Totally. Yeah. I think she's a nightmare. I'm totally on his side.
Me too.
I love that moment where he was thinking about it, though. I don't know if the producer's always like, almost as if they said, like, do your eyes like you're following a fly.
He's yeah.
And they did it for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then Chris Harrison comes out. Like, what's up, buddy?
He's like, did you recognize her? Were you following a fly with your eyes?
Chris Harrison.
I noticed your eyes were doing a funny thing. Everything cool?
Chris Harrison's such a friend of me. You know, if he's coming to ask you something, it really never has your best interest at heart.
Yeah.
You know, he's like acting like a friend, like, hey, man.
Hey, bud.
Liz seem familiar to you?
Yeah. Even though this is the final rose, it's like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
It's shit time.
Yeah.
You're about to go home.
You need your contacts dry, or did you stick your dick in her in a wedding 6 months ago? Okay, now I'll be right back.
Now we're on the same even. Listen, now you're equal with me fingering my Stanley Park. Okay. All right, somebody gets to, I'm not allowed to be dirty about this. Somebody else has to take it from me. Corinne shows up with her bag of tokens for teabagging. Her bag of hug tokens.
Anytime you want to fuck.
What here's was another, the tokens? What?
A hug
what?
Token.
Hug. Okay, so we missed the word hug, and we were trying to figure out the first hug.
Because then she got vague about what they were for.
I think that's
later on when she handed him the bag of tokens.
Right.
And then she kissed him, and then she goes, that one's for free.
Yeah, that was on me. Yeah.
It was like, it was like 850 tokens.
He said, are these all hug tokens? They're for whatever you want.
Yeah, oh, I so that. she was cagey like, about there's a BJ token. There's a set of BJ tokens. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like Monopoly money.
Right. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
really, really like muddy anal is like there's only one of those.
Oh my God.
See, we're all getting fingered in Stanley Park.
Oh my God. You just said muddy anal.
There's a fingering by the seawall in Stanley Park.
Right. There's some more of those. Yeah.
in case they have to go to France and Canada.
Oh my God.
Tokens are for different things.
Oh, did I put three muddy anals in there? Whoops. There was only supposed to be one. I no wonder why this bag of tokens is so heavy.
There's two for free salad bar. Tossing salad. You gotta get your roughage.
Three tight hair braiding.
This is hideous.
Oh my
after
God.
The holidays.
We had to talk to people's aunts and uncles.
I know. So boring.
I'd be like, and how are you? What a cute baby. And then let's get back to the demon monsters of the art and the muddy anal. Oh yes,
God.
I'd love another round of mashed potatoes at 10 p.m. That's wonderful. I feel wonderful. I haven't shat since November. I've taken 14 plane rides. I have not slept well. My Ambien prescription, well, my doctor retired. I can't get any more Ambien. I'm now taking Simply Sleep by Tylenol, which doesn't kick in till the morning. I'm sleeping till 1 p.m., but I'm up till 4. I've watched every episode of Top Chef, Food Network Star, and Project Runway I can get my hands on my fucking computer in this cabin. And now I have to keep being a lady, and I can't say getting fingered in Stanley Park by the seawall. How was your holiday? How was your holiday? The best part, and I can't, this might have to get edited out. The best part was when the new aunt and uncle brought each other 30 gifts and gave them to each other and didn't give anyone else anything. Each one on the outside wrote to my sweet baby. I'm like,
oh my God.
I am going to throw up. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Didn't get it.
I'm surprised you just didn't yell out, someone finger me!
In the
middle of something.
I'm going to get fingered here or what? No, I don't want.
Santa better come down that chimney and fuck me.
No, I don't want pork chops again at 10:30 p.m. Can I just have fucking yogurt and go to cover?
I'm out of gas exit. I need to be fingered.
Do we all have to watch TV together? Can I just go watch my fucking elimination shows in peace? Is somebody going to finger me or do I just go finger myself?
Just go muddy anal and run out of the room.
Oh, my God. And then I go online. I buy more. Like, maybe I'll try this cheap. I like 14 rounds of makeup foundation I ordered like from Dior to NYX. It's like, I'm just going to retail therapy. Like, oh, there's another online sale. I'll just fucking Amazon Prime it. Maybe I'll feel good when I get back to LA. Okay.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
Okay. So we're back. Okay, here we go. Oh my God, this is for you, Aaron. So then we get to Jamie.
Oh, I've been waiting for this moment.
You have some balls. Waiting. You have some balls.
I paused. I was like, "Is this? That happen?"
And so do I. And then she pulled out the nose ring, and then she got a rose. And the girls are like, "Fucking go with the balls, got a fucking rose." And I didn't get a fucking rose, but the girls with the balls.
It was
the rose.
So
no, that was a weird pick.
That was ooh, so weird.
Disgusting. Is he dirty?
So
dog?
I've got balls, and then she pulls. First of all, nose ring. I'm sorry if you have a nose ring out there, knock yourself out. Me personally, just is just my opinion. Heinous.
Well, or do it on the just, side. Just do it so, on the side.
Yeah, a little
don't do it
thing
on the, cartilage
on the top.
Part. Do a little stud.
Dropping down like balls from your nose and starting with like, I also have balls. She might as well just be like, you know, I don't know, dive into his pants.
She also was the one who later on said, I told him about my girlfriend and he was fine with it.
I literally was like, you're so fucking gay, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. And like, get,
she's a giant lesbo.
And get like a sexy lesbian. You know what I mean?
I thought she was going to tackle him into the fountain after the ball dropped out of her
balls.
Nose.
Send like...
Oh my God. It looks like she went far, too.
She goes, like, the girlfriend thing maybe turned him on? He said he was okay with that?
Is it just me or is she the gayest woman alive?
Yeah, she's pretty gay. She's pretty gay.
She's so gay.
She's super gay. She's super gay.
So my 9-year-old daughter walked in the room as I'm watching that part because I... Here's my drama is I got home at like 1 a.m. last night from my trip. It was the airplane day from hell.
And
So I couldn't watch until I started watching last night because I'm addicted. Yeah. And then I woke up this morning to finish it. My 9-year-old daughter walks in the room and she's like, what does she mean she has balls too? And I was like, I don't know. They're crazy, honey. Go look at the iPad.
Go look at the iPad.
What was that noise? I felt like your iPad calling.
Where were you on your trip?
Well, I was actually in the middle of British Columbia.
That was an exhale that happened.
It was an exhale.
Did you get fingered by Stanley Park?
Yeah, I got fingered the whole way. It's a long time to get there. It's Kelowna, British Columbia. It's like 5 hours east of Vancouver.
I know Kelowna. I just did a show in Kelowna and loved it.
Yeah.
It's right on the water. It's beautiful.
Why were you there?
Big White. Big
Why
White
were you
is
there?
The,
it's so gorgeous.
We go skiing there every year at New Year's. We go to Big White.
That's so Big White.
Yeah, yeah.
That's speaking of.
Muddy anal. Big White, it's great. It's great. It's really beautiful, but it's a pain in the ass to get there. And every year getting home is just, it's...
Yeah.
So we
love your commitment.
We flew to Vancouver, then we drive there, and we drive back, and then Vancouver was like, plane was delayed and delayed. Then we like sat on the runway.
You're like, I gotta watch The Fucking Bachelor.
I gotta get home. I was like, when am I gonna watch it? I was at the airport with my wife. I was like, I literally have to watch it.
God, you know what? And that's what makes you our 2017 Bachelor.
Yay!
Oh, my
totally
God.
Deserving.
Okay, here we go. We're getting there, guys. We're almost there. So then we have Josephine. So she's top cray. You're a wiener in my book. Want a Lady in the Trumpet with an uncooked hot dog.
Can you even eat an uncooked hot dog? Does that give you worms?
It doesn't sound like a good call.
I wouldn't.
Maybe it was just slightly boiled.
I don't know.
The whole thing was so creepy and gross. And also, can I just... How many do you think... What's the percentage of... Like, this isn't like an improv show. It's not like they're like, give you a hot dog, go with it, run with it.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? I just felt like, can they just be like, no, I don't want the camel. I don't want the fucking hot dog.
I feel like they're like, if you want to get on this fucking show, you're the weird one. So that's... If you want to be on television...
I do. I think the producers say you want to stand out. You want to be memorable. Yeah. You have to remember there are going to be 30 women
Look
tonight.
Look at JoJo got that far. And she had on the unicorn head.
She had the horse head on.
Yep.
That's thing.
True.
And the fact that Dolphin Girl, God bless her, made it that far.
Cupcake made it pretty far a few years ago.
And now next year it's going to be all people in animal costumes. You know what I mean? It's like going there with that horse.
I hope it is. God willing.
You know what we talked about earlier? What would you do if you got out of the car? I feel like I would be like, hey, I got nothing special. This is me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd probably get voted out right away. But
crazy.
Yeah.
I'd try to trip right into her vagine.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I have a tin... Vagine. And my sex abilities are middling, but I have really low self-esteem. And I've been locked in a cabin for 10 days.
I love to eat.
I'm really backed up with potatoes and meat. Okay, the travel nurse who put on the glove. What the hell is a travel nurse? Is that real?
Remember we determined last 2 weeks ago.
Last year.
That they just are nurses that travel.
Oh, right. Okay, that's right. That's right. Yep. Okay, so then we have... The camel girl, I think she was my number two pick. Everyone loves a good hump. And then everyone was jealous of her. Like, oh, I wish I was the girl on the hump.
That was so weird when people were like, God, why didn't I think of the camel? You're like, what? What do you mean, why didn't you think of the camel? Who the fuck thinks of a camel?
Nobody thinks of a camel.
I like a good hump. It was so awkward. And he's like,
terrible.
Oh, he was just like, I've never seen a camel before, I don't think.
Yeah. Here's our final one, and then we get to get into a little bit of what actually happened in the night. The shark costume, not a dolphin because it had gills. I dolphinately can't wait to talk to you more inside
into
her dolphin call as she walked off. And then the women debating if it's a shark or a dolphin. And then the whole time while that's happening, the way Liz the doula is just looking at him and smiling across the room like, I can't wait till you remember that. Fucking teabagged you all night at the show.
My vagina was like a hoodie. It was just like all, oh, it was all over your head. Also, and then the other backdrop is like, I'm wearing red. I'm wearing red.
Okay, let's talk about the red dress, guys.
I was surprised. It was like the first time I thought, oh, maybe the producers are not involved in the picking of the gown.
I mean, it's also like, you do see where they expect you to wear a gown. Like, where do you go? Most people probably have to go to like a Macy's. Like, where do you get your
You
paws?
Can rent
the runway.
Yeah.
But they
can't ship it back.
They don't have
They're
access to mailing.
To,
oh, yeah. They don't have access. Don't.
Raven got hers at Forever 12.
Yeah. She has her own.
Forever 1984.
God, Raven was amazing.
They're just, it's so uncomfortable, those dresses. I don't wear dresses, but if I could visualize wearing a gown.
I thought there was a wardrobe person.
I thought so, too. I thought there was like a rack of gowns and they all picked out, but they would not have let that happen unless that was
what
produced.
What would you wear? A cute jumpsuit?
You have to wear a gown.
You have to wear a gown.
You don't have to.
Unless you're going to be dressed up like a shark.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I wouldn't do crazy animal, but I do a sensible lady pantsuit.
You could do a sexy jumpsuit. A jumpsuit.
I think you could rock.
I don't think you're allowed to. I think they
I'd wear a dress, but not
say.
A gown. I'd wear a fun dress.
But and they must
I'd
wear a gown say too. You have to wear okay, gowns.
Good. Yeah, they must.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
The problem is I can't walk in heels unless I'm shit-faced.
But you're tall. So I'd have to get you're shit-faced. Tall. You're tall. And you'd have to get shit-faced.
I tell you what
when
I wouldn't
sober,
do.
When you're sober, you cannot walk in high heels. You walk well in high heels if you're drunk?
Yeah.
You know what,
I just need a couple glasses of
But you would
wine.
Be drunk because you'd be locked in a mansion in Calabasas, and what else are you going to do?
For 22 hours.
Because I get nervous. I have large feet. I don't want to brag, ladies. And it's like a newborn colt type of thing. But if I have a couple glasses, I'm like, I got this. And then
I
would love to see footage of you walking drunk in high heels to
you know
see
what?
If you just think you're doing well.
I want
to
see it too.
You
know what? We should all go away when we go to Nashville. We're going to lock you in a hotel. We're going to get you drunk. And we're going to make you walk from Wills to Caitlin and back. Okay. So then he starts giving the speech and he wants all of them to feel as empowered as possible, but he stuttered in the middle, which all the girls were like, oh,
it was cute.
And then
that did seem genuine.
Yeah, that was pretty cute. Jasmine started going loco and crying. The dolphin shark in heels, water in the pool, calling for him in the pool. Somebody giving him a Carrie Bradshaw thing.
I didn't understand that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know what was going on.
I think that was the virgin. I think that was yellow face. Lady.
She had lots of tricks, didn't she?
That was
dress lady.
Boo.
Haley was being her best self. Side note, all the ads for the Menendez brothers.
Oh my God. They're out of jail.
You know, it's also like they're like OJ really hit for FX last year.
Let's
oh
do
no,
the
that's
same thing.
This is now everything.
You thought you loved that murder. Remember how much you loved this one?
No, this is the new thing. I think it started with cereal.
Oh yeah,
because then
they got legitimized by the FX. Like
or they're getting out, right? Or they're out? They're getting
are they out?
Out? They're getting
I know
out.
They're still in
the
jail.
Menendez brothers. I think they're in jail for life.
Yeah, the one
life.
Interview was like jail.
Oh, I thought they had done their time and they're getting out.
Somebody
that's why they're back in the news.
Is that pop? So weren't they found guilty of murder?
I think they got out. Did.
If they get out, I bet Haley and Corinne bang them very quickly.
I want to say, coming into the hugging dolphin when the dolphin was hammered.
Oh, yeah, she was drunk, totally drunk in the pool.
Hammered.
But good hammered. Like,
good
hammered.
I liked her.
She was cute.
Caucus.
She was kind of funny.
She was amazing. Yeah.
I think he said...
Life in jail.
I think she said...
Turns out.
Bummer.
I think she said... Okay, so then we look ahead to the thing.
No possible.
I'm not sure. This is my grammar police once again. I think... I'm pretty sure. I've seen him say this also on the Sunday special and last night in the season ahead. I think he said, my heart has brought me to the
Brang me?
I think he said my heart has brang me to the right
Not
place.
Not brought me.
I think my heart
dance
has
with the one who brang you.
Wow. Dance with the one who brang you. My heart has brang me to the right place.
Wow.
So then, how excited are we about the Backstreet Boys?
Oh
my God.
You know that was to make Jasmine nail it in the dance thing.
Yeah.
You know they
said
it.
Yeah, you said that before the season started.
That you knew she was going
to... I messed up. I got so excited I messed up all of our ears.
Are we all right? Can you still
hear
all
the headphones went wacky.
Okay, we're a little wacky.
Okay.
Okay. So then we ended the night with my sex abilities are definitely top notch. My heart is gold, but my vagine is platinum.
I loved it. I just was like, this is the greatest show on earth.
No makeup on and full just crazy eyes.
Going to go fuck him in his hotel room. Yeah. And him going, what are you doing?
Wait, what are you? What?
And she's like, I want to have sex with you. And he's like,
I want to get to, I think she said, I want us to get to know each other in a sexual. What did she
all
say?
All of it. Like everything.
No, she said something like, I don't know. I want to get to know you sexually. What did she say? I can't remember.
And then he closed the door. He's like, I don't think this is a good idea, but keep blowing me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they know that he, at the end of the day, is a horny.
He's
a dirty dog.
He can't say no.
She's sexy. I mean, her sex abilities are top notch.
And he's
you guys.
DTF. He's big time
he's
DTF.
He's for sure DTF. Yeah. So here's what we were talking about last night in texting. We're going to get you on the chain.
Those are the two bombs, though, don't you think? I mean, Liz fucked him, and then Corinne is going to fuck him.
No.
And who slaps him? What's that? Is that going to come out to be just they were actually doing an acting exercise?
I was wondering if that's an improv class.
Yes, I think so. So here's what we were talking about in our texting thing.
Yeah.
We want to nominate someone to be on The Bachelor. We were talking about
because
this.
The ads keep coming
the
up
ads,
saying...
Their ads.
Do you want to be or date nominate. The next Bachelorette
who
or
can
nominate,
we nominate
someone?
So it
to
has to be a
man. To
date
The Bachelorette. It's a man who's single, who we know.
Justin Kirk.
Oh, but they're not going to get anybody over 30.
So it has to be somebody under...
Do we know anyone
And do you know
young?
Any not non-actors?
Actors? Is there a comedian? Who can we nominate?
That's what I'm thinking. Like some stand-up.
Is there a cute stand-up
guy
who's single?
Who's like under 34?
Michael Longfellow.
Gosh, I wish it was me.
I know. I fail in all those categories.
I know.
You're married. You're too old.
All right.
I know.
If you are a comedian and you live in Los Angeles or New York and you think of someone that we know, tweet us. Or email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com and let us know who we should nominate as a podcast. Also, we are going to start doing Tweet of the Week again. So we're going to start doing Tweet of the Week. So tweet to us at #WYATR. And thank you so much to everybody who has liked us on Facebook and liked us and followed us on, subscribed to us on iTunes and commented. We appreciate it.
There are lots of good conversations happening out there.
This is important work, you guys.
Yeah.
We really need to come together as a nation, you guys.
I know.
And at some point, we are going to have our live, we're going to do a live podcast in Nashville at Zany's sometime this winter or spring, so TBD.
And we're going to try to get a Bachelorette contestant
here. Somebody here. We got to get someone here.
So you have to start getting eliminated.
As they start getting eliminated.
They have to start getting eliminated.
Let it be Corinne, and we end up falling in love. But she's actually really great.
Oh, it's going to be.
Her Vagine was, she's so actually bad. Not lying. Yeah. Vagine was...
That character, though, in every season is so great.
It's great. Yeah. It makes it great.
Do you guys have anything coming up that you want to plug? Erin?
Next weekend, January, I think it's like 12th through the 15th, LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio.
Great. Paget.
Job.
Great. She's got a job. She's on. She's still.
I got a job. I'm going back tomorrow.
Is another period on right now?
No, we will start shooting another period in March. I think February, March.
Okay, but they can currently.
So I'm
see
shooting.
You.
Yeah, I'm on Criminal Minds. Yeah. It's airing now.
Okay.
And Muddy Anal on Netflix this summer.
Rob Benedict, your show, a new episode just went up, right?
Yes, Kings of Con, new episode went up today, Tuesday, and that was episode 8 with Michael Cutlitz and Ron Livingston, and it's on ComicConHQ.com.
Yes.
Nice.
Very excited.
And you're also
about
on Supernatural.
Yes, Supernatural. And that's still on season 12, going strong.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I am on season 7 of Shameless. If you want to see me in person, thank you guys. I will be in person at Yuck Yucks in Vancouver, January 13th and 14th, and the Joke Joint in Houston, January 20th and 21st, and then San Francisco Sketch Fest the last weekend of January.
Vancouver, meet you at the Seawall.
In the Coove, I will be looking to not get fingered because Santa finally made my dreams come true. After all that mutton and potatoes. Guys, is this going to be our most exciting, shocking podcast season yet?
Yes. Ever.
Who's going to win? Erin.
I'm going to go with the Danielle.
Danielle.
The boobs.
The Russian.
The Asian.
Oh, Danielle.
Danielle, okay, with the good boob dress. The good
okay, boobs. Katie, yeah. Who's going to win?
Rachel.
Okay. Paget, who's going to win?
Vanessa.
Okay, Rob.
I'm also going to go with Vanessa French.
I'm also going to go with Vanessa French. So we've got three for Vanessa.
I'm so sorry I picked Whitney. What a dud.
We all picked Whitney.
Why? She takes a great photo.
And she was a Pilates instructor.
She could gain momentum.
But you know what? They didn't give her any attention.
They didn't give her any airtime.
She's going to be like a boobs in the moonlight who might show up on Bachelor in Paradise.
True.
They do
that's the thing.
Like Jade, like Jade last year, who was the villain, but nobody remembered. Yeah. Everybody seemed to want to fuck Jade.
Yeah. I am excited to where Gay Pants Jamie goes. I want to see what her character reveal is.
The balls.
Yeah, I want to see the balls.
Nose balls?
Balls and Kareen are the most interesting right now.
Final question. True. When we look at that season ahead, when we look at the preview, Katie, this is for you. You get to lead first with this. What are you the most excited about that's going to happen up under the Northern Lights? Katie, talk to me. What are you most excited about this season? What do you can't wait to get to?
I think he's going to fuck all the girls.
Me too.
Yeah.
He's really sexual. Sexuality is very important to him. You're excited for him to fuck everybody.
I just want
to
watch it.
Okay. What do you think? What do you guys are most excited about?
At some point, one of the girls will look up and go, "What are those green things in the sky?" And then someone will explain the Northern Lights.
I'm excited for when Liz drops the bomb that she fucked him.
True.
I'm excited for Kareen and Riva Jean.
Yeah.
In the bedroom, what happens? What doesn't happen?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see who he proposes to because apparently he does propose to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out there crying. And it's like,
he cries a lot.
I love that it's
You know what? Last night, Joel McHale pointed out on Jimmy Kimmel, which was very funny. Joel McHale pointed out that he's somebody that always just talks while he's smiling. Like, I just thought you're really interesting. You seem like a really interesting girl. Like, he's always smiling, which I appreciate. And then he got self-conscious when he was doing it. You guys, I really almost feel like myself again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for walking me through this.
Your holiday recap was amazing.
Yeah.
That was solid. That is solid material.
You need to do that on Yuck Yucks.
Yeah, go memorize that.
Write that down.
You know what? I'll just play that. I'll just like put my phone up and I'll play it into the mic at
Sit down,
Yucks.
Smoke a cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just listen to this.
And I'll just go on Amazon Prime and order some more makeup during that portion. You guys, thank you so much. It has been so,
we are back. 2017.
We're back. 2017. Oh, the team's back together. Here we go. And this is happening.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.